Producer William Vanderklute generously shared a full transcript of Kirk's interview. One other notable gem made available to the author was a wonderful family video with relatives and boyhood friends talking about growing up with Kirk. It was professionally produced and edited, but had never been released to the public. Kirk's 30-day wife, the former professional tennis star Lisa Bonder, was among those who declined to be interviewed for this book. She canceled our only scheduled interview, saying that she decided to tell her own story, to tell it myself, presumably in her own words and in her own book or article. However, details of Kirk's fraught relationship with Lisa can be found in the underground vaults of the Los Angeles Superior Court. That's where I read through reams of Kirk's and Lisa's sworn statements, correspondence, and deposition transcripts, all part of case archives filling tens of thousands of pages. Their court battles spanned more than a decade and covered issues ranging from paternity and child support disputes to breaches of contract and invasion of privacy allegations. Tens of millions of dollars went to attorneys' fees. Media coverage was sometimes sensational. Unless otherwise noted, this narrative relies on that voluminous archival record and those factually undisputed details submitted in court filings by the estranged couple, as well as numerous expert witnesses and the sworn declarations of friends and family. Thanking the long list of individuals who helped tell the story of Kirk Kerkorian for this book cannot include everyone, and a number of Kirk's inner circle asked to remain anonymous. But very special thanks go to Terry Christensen, one of Southern California's top lawyers and for decades Kirk's closest confidant. He hired a private eye to help investigate false paternity claims against Kirk and ended up indicted on federal wiretap charges. Alex Yemenigian, who headed MGM Studios when Kirk sold it for the last time. The former accountant, who became one of Kirk's top negotiators, also ran the MGM Grand and was, some said, the son Kirk never had. Don King, the boxing promoter and a good friend of Kirk's. They worked together to get a multi-fight deal at Kirk's MGM Grand Garden for King's client, Iron Mike Tyson. Harut Sasunian, publisher of the California Courier, an English-language Armenian weekly based in Glendale, California, was also president of the United Armenian Fund and the driving force behind Kirk's Armenian charity efforts. Michael Milken, the billionaire philanthropist and investment banker who helped finance many of Kirk's casino and movie studio deals. Kirk often encouraged Mike to write a book about some of the many deals they did together. Ron Falahi, Kirk's fitness guru, flight steward, and personal assistant, spanning 33 years. The gentle muscle man and his warm-hearted wife, the late Wendy Falahi, were among Kirk's most loyal aides. Kirk encouraged Ron to write a book about their adventures. Una Davis, who remained a loyal friend and advocate through Kirk's serial romantic adventures, spanning 15 years, and she was his wife on the day he died. Jerry Parenchio, the Hollywood dealmaker and former CEO of Univision, was a close friend of Kirk's for decades. He broke his own anti-interview pledge to pay tribute to Kirk's life and legacy shortly before he followed his friend in death. Former U.S. Senator Bob Dole, Republican, Kansas, who along with his wife, Elizabeth Dole, befriended Kirk and supported many Armenian causes. Kirk became a major supporter of the American Red Cross when Elizabeth Dole was its president. Jack Holder, a Pearl Harbor survivor and former U.S. Navy flight engineer who worked for Kirk at Los Angeles Air Service after the war. They were lifelong friends. Daryl Goldman, tennis coach to the stars. He was a regular at Kirk's weekend games called the Grudge Match, played on Kirk's private courts. He coached the billionaire to national ranking on the seniors tennis circuit when Kirk was in his mid-80s. Manny Mike Agassi, one of Kirk's oldest pals in Las Vegas.